Today marks the 60-day countdown to the Copenhagen Summit on Climate Change. Aid agencies say that the rise in Asian weather disasters should serve as a wake-up call for negotiators to intensify their efforts to reach a global deal on reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Pointing to recent typhoons, floods, and droughts in Asia, World Vision and the Red Cross said poor nations like the Philippines and Vietnam will be the ones to suffer most if world leaders fail to reach a climate pact by the end of the year. Father Sean McDonough, a Columban missionary and author of a series of books on protecting creation, will be attending the talks in Copenhagen. He has recently returned from a fact-finding mission to Peru, which he says will be the third nation worst hit by climate change.
It will probably come as a shock to people if I mention that Peru will be the third most affected country by climate change. But when you put in all the factors, for example, Lima is a city now of 13 million people. It's a desert. For its water, it depends on three rivers, mainly the Rimac, that gets its water from the ice melt of the glaciers on the Peruvian Andes. Now, the predictions, I went up to see those glaciers this autumn, and I was in valleys where there were glaciers 20 years ago, and all you'd look now, you'd see a finger of snow on the tops of the mountains. So, the predictions of the scientific community is that all the ice glaciers will be gone on the Andes in 20 to 25 years. So that's going to put huge pressure on a country like Peru for water, for humans and agriculture. 60% of Peru's energy comes from hydroelectricity, from water again coming off the Mantaro River, for example. Well, if they're not being fed by ice melt, that will also be affected. Also, of course, once you go over the Andes, you're down into the Amazonian area, and the Amazon is one of the areas that could be most affected in terms of drying out and maybe ending up as kinds of deserts. And then finally, you have Peru is blessed with huge fisheries off its coast, but if the level of the ocean, the heat in the ocean increases, even small amounts, that will all change, as we know when El Nino happens every couple of years.